Well, what goings on? Frances M. Lynch and Nicole Tibbles were the two singers in that fully staged performance of songs from John Cage's songbooks. Rolf Hind was the pianist in Cage's Seven Haiku, and he also accompanied the two singers by tapping on the lid of the piano in two other songs by Cage, A Flower and The Wonderful Widow of 18 Springs. The words come from Joyce's Finnegan's Wake. And the director of the whole, what shall one call it, mini opera? Shana certainly was Annalise Miskimmon. And the sort of things that went on, there were party poopers, there were typewriters. Goodness how the avant-garde loves typewriters. There was a game of strip beggar my neighbor between Rolf Hind and Frances M. Lynch, which ended in Rolf Hind losing his shoes, his socks and his trousers, and he is taking his bow, receiving a bouquet of flowers, but he's taking his bow still without his trousers, which must be the first, the only, and maybe the last time that as a serious concert pianist he will do that. He's managed to retain his dignity, though I think some of the water from the flowers has just spilled all over his feet. It's that sort of evening. Frances M. Lynch began as the bag lady and ended up as the diva by throwing off her coat and her wraparound skirt and letting down her hair. Nicole Tibbles threw off her black dress and became an American cheerleader. And Cage himself, I guess, summed it up. The stage, incidentally, lit for the most part either with very focused spotlights and then with lurid red lights on the back of the concert hall walls. Cage himself said, well, and here are the three artists getting deserved cheers from the audience. Cage himself said, to consider the songbooks as a work of art is nearly impossible. It resembles a brothel, doesn't it? Well, that's what Cage's version of it was. And who am I or anyone else to disagree? Nicole Tibbles, Frances Lynch, Rolf Hind entering very fully into the spirit of the whole thing.